This is Dave Denniston, and welcome back to the latest Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast.
Do you know who I am?
No, I can't say that I do.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Really?
Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt and taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, with a love of fantasy books and funk, and a hatred of running more than 3 miles, Dave Denniston.
Okay, well, welcome back, everyone. I am so glad you are here. Let me just say to you, my dear listener, thank you so much. We've grown subscribers every single month. We've been at this for over a year now, and I'm proud to say we have over 2,000 downloads. So I'm just humbled by this. I'm blown away by your generosity and sharing your time with me, whether you're in your car or you got this in your earbuds. I just want to thank you for listening and checking in with you. And I'll tell you guys, the best is yet to come. As a matter of fact, I want to let you know the next few weeks, you're going to see and hear 3 great interviews. You're going to be blown away by the information these people bring. I do want to warn you, they are going to be at least 30 minutes to an hour long, but they are filled with some great journeys or some great lessons that I think everyone is going to learn from this. All right. Now, I have something I'd like to confess to you. Would it be okay if I shared with you something? Not to tell you guys, in all honesty, this last year has been one of the hardest of my life. Now, first of all, we've had this roller coaster stock market, which has been up and down, and clients have been on edge. And even though I feel I'm doing a great job overall, it's been hard. It's just an emotionally difficult profession with these kind of conditions. The other thing that's been happening in my life, you know, May 13th, 2012, over 4 years ago now, pretty much, by the time this comes out, I'm recording this in mid-April, so it'll be coming out about 2-3 weeks from now. There's really been this huge effect on my marriage, you guys, where we go through this roller coaster of emotions, of making these life and death type decisions, and then things that get down to the mundane. For those of you that have kids, you know, you move from 1 to 2, it's a huge change in your relationship beyond the first. Then on top of that, you throw into all of the premature birth things we're going through. It was quite a whirlwind for us, and we really had to work on our marriage. And there's been a number of times that for personal reasons, for professional reasons, I've just been frustrated. I've been on the edge of burnout over the last year. And I know there are so many physicians that I speak with, they are struggling with burnout. So what about you? Is this something that you are struggling with? You know, there's been days where I've been down. There's days I've struggled to get out of bed, to keep everything going. And I'm a very focused, goal-oriented person. So to be struggling with those kinds of things has been extremely difficult for me. So, well, what's the solution? I've really invested a lot in different resources. One of my mentors, Dave Van Hoos, he suggested to read a book a week. So I've been doing that or trying to do that, and I've read so many different books. There's been 3 exercises that have really helped me to have a more positive mindset in the midst of this sea of negativity that I've been floating on. So I wanted to share those 3 exercises with you. So if you're a burned out physician, I hope you find this to be incredibly helpful. Or if you want to avoid burnout, you might find this to be helpful too. Number 1 thing that I've done is I have journaled my positive, enjoyable life moments. And then I go back and read them. So I usually focus on a word, you guys, passion, playfulness, determination, success. And then I think of a moment that I can cling on to, that I can anchor on to have that re-experience that past success, that past moment that was fun and enjoyable. And so I've journaled all of these things and I keep them and I look at them from time to time. And I try and do that every morning, one of these three exercises that we're talking about. The other thing that I do from time to time, because I get a little bored, you guys, so I have to keep myself going. I have to keep trying different things. If I keep doing the same thing every single day, I get bored with it. So the second thing that I do is I write down, actually I email myself, 10 things that I am thankful for. 10 things that I am thankful for. And this could be something simple. Sometimes I think about food. I love sushi and I love chocolate chip pancakes and I love a very good steak. So all of these things are things that I will say I'm thankful for. I'll talk about something good happening at work or a great moment for a client. I'll talk about the Lakers and my basketball team having won. I'll talk about being thankful for my parents, for having a beautiful home, for all kinds of different things. And I found it really helps to put me in a good positive state. I get in a good mood for the day. The third thing that I do that I'd love to share with you guys is I write a vision and I add to that vision. So to give you an idea, you want to picture yourself of being in the future and you're kind of writing your ideal scene, writing what it looks like, feels like, smells like. And this might sound kind of silly, but I find that as I read it and then I edit it, I get so excited about the future possibilities. As a matter of fact, I'd like to share it with you guys and see what you think. Standing on the porch in Manchester, watching the kids squeal with joy playing together, the salty, briny smell of the Puget Sound fills my nostrils. A slight breeze caresses my face. Mount Rainier is bright and visible, its craggy edges and snow-capped peaks. We look across the bay to the bustling city of Seattle. The landscape is serene and beautiful. The Puget Sound ebbs and flows on the beach in front of us like an old friend calling hello. We leisurely stroll to the side of the house. A garden surrounds us. The neighbor kids have helped to plant beautiful flowers, tulips, roses, various perennials. The yard is well manicured and looks gorgeous. A gathering of people are sharing moments around us. The positive energy is infectious. Kids are running around the yard. Their vibrant, infectious energy lifts the spirits of everyone around them. The old Denniston house has been renovated. The inside is wider. It still has a nostalgic farmhouse, Victorian feel, but now it has granite countertops and dark mahogany wood floors. We keep the 100-year-old pictures plus of my ancestors hanging next to pictures of the expanded modern family. Grandpa's rocking chair refurbished sits in the living room right where Grandpa used to sit in it. As I walk across the lush green grass, our faithful, obedient, and playful chocolate lab follows me. I lean down, I scratch his ears, I smile, feeling the love for him while being loved. And so this goes on and on. So this is my version of my ideal future. As a matter of fact, this is 20 years out. You see, for me, one of my big life goals is I want to own our old family homestead that my aunt currently has. So Aunt Peggy, if you're listening, this is my future that I am building around with the thought of buying out of that house eventually. And for me, that's on Denniston Lane in Manchester, Washington, a place where I used to go to play every summer. And so I imagine myself being there. Hopefully, you're with me seeing, feeling this descriptive edge. And so what I do, you guys, is I just add to this a little paragraph. I read through it. I get excited. I think about the future, all these awesome things that I want to do, the places that I want to be, the things that I want to have, the people I want to touch. So I highly recommend going through that exercise. Well, again, I just want to thank you so much for checking in with me. And I want to let you know that if you are struggling with burnout, if you're struggling with being in this place, there is hope. I have a number of different books I'd absolutely recommend that you read the book that I've been reading lately to help me overcome some of the struggles I've been having is Cash in a Flash. As a matter of fact, it's a little deceiving in the title because it's really more about personal development, developing that inner fortitude, your inner dreams and desires. As someone that is so analytical as I am, analytical as I like to call myself, it's easy to focus on the negative. And this book, the huge majority of it isn't about making money. It's about having the right mindset. So check out Cash in a Flash. The other book that I had read that you probably heard me podcast about here recently was The Millionaire Mind. Great book on mindset. Also, the famous book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill is another fantastic way. But of those three, I find Cash in a Flash has been very helpful for me. So check those out, you guys. Let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you. What are you doing to help with the roller coaster of life? The ups and the downs. How are you staying positive? Let me know. I would love to hear from you. And lastly, I'd like to ask you guys a big favor. One of the things about having this podcast is you want it to grow, you want it to expand, and one of the best ways to do that is through reviews. So it would mean an awful lot to me, to my family. If you've been getting something out of this podcast, to please review it on iTunes, put up a great review, and we'll look forward to hearing from you next time. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. Thank you so much for listening. Check in again soon. Have a good one.